Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstraete. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap, the podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we preview the series that just happened, recap the series that just happened and preview the upcoming series. On this edition, opening day is tomorrow. We will be previewing the Red Sox, and since we don't have anything to recap because spring training is blah, and the second half of today's show, we'll just be giving our overall previews and predictions for the 2021 season. I am your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined, as always, by Shelley Verstraete. Shelley, tomorrow it all starts. How are we feeling?
Yeah, it finally starts. I'm super excited. I took the day off work. This is like my first day off for the entire year, so I planned this out. I'm just taking this day off, you know. 2020 was awful. I just need this day. I'm just going to just watch all the baseball tomorrow. I'm super stoked that, you know, we get a full season. Baseball is here. I'm just gonna enjoy tomorrow.
Yeah, and not only that, we get baseball starts. We got Red Sox kicking off a 3-game homestand with the Orioles, and we get to get a nice nightcap of Scherzer versus DeGrom, assuming that Scherzer is not on the list of folks that need to quarantine, although I'm getting a little bit worried because I just saw something on Twitter that the Nationals catchers are going to be in quarantine. So,
oh boy.
Hopefully we still get Scherzer, DeGrom. It's a nice way to end the first day, but
yeah.
We like the Red Sox here, so we will dive into the Red Sox versus the Orioles. Before we get into that, the presenting sponsor of today's pod is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is ultra-high milligram CBD focused on relief and recovery after a workout. They are specially designed for people with active lifestyles, from weekend warriors to professional athletes to bucket list gym enthusiasts. Fifth Element, aka 5E, is full-spectrum high milligram hemp to help you whenever, wherever you need it, whether it's after the gym or after work. Get yours today, feel better tomorrow, by visiting 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER for 50% off. Yes, you heard that right. 50% half off. That's 5ehemp.com. Use the code MONSTER. Go to 5ehemp.com and get 50% off. That's the number 5, the letter E, hemp.com. Diving on in. Well, we thought we were going to have E-Rod. We don't. So instead, our opening day matchup is Nathan Eovaldi versus John Means. Currently, it is game two on Saturday is TBD, but it looks probable that it's Tanner Houck versus Matt Harvey. And then series wraps up with Garrett Richards versus Bruce Zimmerman. I guess let's start with that first one. Are you expecting any fireworks from the Evaldi Means matchup?
I mean, this is a matchup that I'm really, really interested to see. I'm a big John Means fan. I have him a lot of places, like in fantasy baseball. But, you know, I didn't start him, you know, versus the Red Sox because they can really hit. But Eovaldi, he's kind of struggled this spring, but I'm still banking on him. I think that he can, you know, really carve up this Orioles lineup, to be honest.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's a big start for Eovaldi, not only just because it's opening day and they're coming off of a, you know, a poor season, but he had his ups and downs in the springs. He looked really good at times and he looked really bad at other times, and he was pretty much that inconsistent in 2020 and trying to put that behind him. And if there is a – I don't think there's a better matchup here for the Red Sox to kick off the season than with this Baltimore Orioles lineup. And if you're trying to straighten yourself out for the rest of the 161 games, this is the exact place you'd like to start. So I think I'm with you. I'm looking for big things from Eovaldi here. Tanner Houck versus Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey getting a chance here. I guess, what is there anything you're looking for in that matchup?
Honestly, I would be watching Houck just to see how his command is, because I mean he struggled with his command, you know, during the minors and kind of sometimes during spring. But that's really what I'll be looking at. I will be just focusing in on Houck here because I don't really care about Matt Harvey. And it makes me sad because he used to be a dude, but geez, Matt Harvey is your number two. Oy. I'm sorry, Baltimore fans. Like, oh, geez.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm excited that Houck is actually getting a start, at least initially here with the Red Sox, because I want to see him build on that really awesome end to 2020. His three starts were great. That slider was working, and he had guys all twisted up. And even in his last start in spring, he kept that going and got a bunch of strikeouts and even made the pitcherless GIF recap with his slider. So looking for some excitement there from him. Game three, Garrett Richards, Bruce Zimmerman. You know I got my eyes on Richards.
You like that mustache, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I think it just enhances it. Like when pitchers, I feel like, are the only position that should have those mustaches. Like everywhere else, it doesn't really fit. But a pitcher with a stash like that, it just adds to the lore and intimidation. So I'm all for it.
100%. I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm usually anti-stash, but when it comes to, you know, a pitcher who can rock that, and Garrett really can, I'm totally for it. But yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of a layup for Richards. And it kind of just like eases him, you know, into the season. You know, he's going against, you know, Bruce Zimmerman. He's going against the Orioles. It should be a nice, easy way to just, you know, come into the 2021 season for him.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same situation as Eovaldi. Richards has had starts this spring where he's looked really good and in times where he's looked really poor. And so to set yourself up on the right path, I know he was working with some mechanics and felt like his bottom half wasn't synced up with his top half, which is exactly what spring training is for, is getting all those kinks out. And there's probably no better matchup to get yourself right for the rest of the season than these Orioles. So I'm looking for big things from Richards on Sunday.
100%.
The Boston Red Sox lineup probably will, you know, slightly change as we go. But the base lineup we're working with here, Kike Hernandez leading off, Alex Verdugo batting second, Bogaerts third, J.D. Martinez fourth, Devers fifth, Renfro sixth, Franchi seventh, Vasquez eighth, and Bobby Dalbec ninth. What are your thoughts on that there lineup?
I like it. The only thing that I have a trouble with is Devers hitting fifth. I get it because, you know, Cora and the team just really want Enrique Hernandez to just like really lead off and just, you know, just they're really being really aggressive with him. So I get it. But just seeing that Devers is hitting fifth, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I don't really like that because that seems way too low for, you know, just how much I believe in Devers.
Agreed. I actually just realized I had Bogarts and JD flipped. JD batting third, Bogarts fourth, and then Devers fifth. But I'm right there with you. I think I would rather have Verdugo lead off, Devers second, and have that be the one through four.
Yeah.
But I guess I feel like it's not going to take long for Devers to move up. And I'm fine with seeing how this works for the first month or so. But if it's not working out at the top of the order and there needs to be a shakeup, I hope that they don't just keep forcing this lineup. But one thing is for sure, they're not going to have trouble scoring runs. And that's a nice lineup. Particularly the back end with Renfro, Franchi, Vasquez, and Dahlbuck. Yeah, that is just power central back there at the end, which is a significant upgrade from what the back of the order looked like a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago. So it should be a pretty electric lineup all the way through. In the bullpen, as we're going into the start of the season, Matt Barnes is your closer for the eighth, Ottavino for the ninth. You think that's the right way we should start?
Yeah, sure. I mean, after we got past our kind of sort of like COVID scare, then there was no issues there. I kind of like that you get Barnes, Ottavino. I'm totally fine with that. I'm just kind of hoping that Barnes and Ottavino like stagger their, you know, amazingness and horribleness, right? So when Barnes is great, maybe Ottavino is kind of bad. But then, like, when Ottavino is great, maybe Barnes is fine. So we have just, like, one closer. Because I do think that they are kind of like, you know, that Spider-Man gif. They're kind of like, yeah, the same. They're the same pitcher and just kind of think. I'm just hoping that they're, you know, not bad at the same time is all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm excited about the depth that the bullpen has now, which is not something they have had in that, like, the past 3 years. Yeah. So that's nice to see. However, this at the back end, like Barnes and Ottavino both have severe walk issues. They both over the past two seasons have blown the most saves in the American League, which is not great. So it feels like the very back end is still going to be a bit of a struggle. But I'm hoping that because they have depth, maybe guys don't feel as much pressure. I don't know. It's certainly something to watch. I'm not expecting, apologies and no offense meant to Barnes, I'm not expecting him to be the closer for the entire season. But I'm hoping that he can get off to off on the right foot.
Yeah.
Taking a peek at the Orioles lineup that these Red Sox pitchers will be facing, according to Roster Resource, we have Cedric Mullins leading off, Trey Mancini second, Anthony Santander third, Ryan Mountcastle fourth, Chance Sisko fifth, Austin Hayes sixth, Mikel Franco seventh, Freddie Galvis eighth, and Ramon Urias ninth. Right off the bat, really great to see Trey Mancini back and getting at bats and just on the field again after his battle with colon cancer. He's still really good. Outside of that, though, not much.
Pretty much. You know, Mancini, Santander, and Mountcastle, you know, they're kind of like interesting players, but they're like super aggressive. So, you know, if Eovaldi, Houck, and Richards can like really pound the zone and just be like super aggressive as well, I think that can really benefit them. But, you know, outside of like those three, I'm not really scared of anyone in the Baltimore lineup. So I really do think that our pitchers can really just rack up Ks with this lineup.
Yeah, the only other one that is like kind of on my radar is Mikel Franco, who had a really good 2020 in a short sample size, but then was just non-tendered and it took forever for him to sign, which makes me question, I guess, teams probably don't think what he did in 2020 was real or sustainable. Mm-hmm. And I guess in this lineup, it's not something that I'm really worried about. But he has a chance to do some damage. All right. We'll take a quick break. Nope, just kidding. One last thing. What's your prediction for the series outcome?
We win. The Red Sox win two. The Orioles win one. Maybe I'm just being conservative, you know, in this first matchup here.
Yeah, I feel the same way. That's exactly what my prediction was. I really wanted to give them a sweep, but even though I think that the Red Sox are, you know, poised to score a lot of runs, if Evaldi struggles and they have to get to the bullpen early, the Orioles, you know, could steal a game. Same situation with Richards, too. So I think I want to give it a sweep, but I think it's probably Red Sox take 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Still a great outcome, though.
Yeah.
And who is your MVP of the series?
I'm going to go with Devers. Like, I'm just feeling it. He kind of had kind of a rough spring, but he's just going to go gangbusters. I think it's going to be Rafael Devers as MVP for this series.
I like it. I'm going to go Garrett Richards. I think he's just going to spin a gem for us on Sunday.
I would love to see it.
Indeed. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our just general outlook here on 2020.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Looking ahead. So we did, for overthemonster.com, great website, a little projecting 2021 superlatives, which is MVP, best pitcher, defensive wizard, biggest surprise, biggest disappointment, and unsung hero. So we will run through those right now. MVP for this Boston Red Sox team here in 2021. Shelley, who'd you pick?
It will forever be Xander Bogaerts. He is just my MVP forever. There are maybe some players who could probably have a better season, but it will always be Xander. He is just my MVP forever.
Fair. I went with J.D. Martinez, and I was the only one who didn't pick Xander or Devers. And why I went with J.D. Martinez is because I think he's pretty disappointed in how 2020 went, and he's kind of annoyed. And I think he's just going to have another ball-out season because he very, very much has the skills for it. But often with this lineup, how J.D. Martinez does to turn it over to the bottom half is generally how the entire lineup tends to fare. So when JD is doing well, the entire lineup seems to be doing well. When he struggles, you know, it's really kind of just at the top. And maybe that ends up being different this year, with him being, at least to start the season, protected by Bogaerts and Devers right behind him. Mm-hmm. But I just think that when the Red Sox were at their best in 2018, JD Martinez was the catalyst, even though Devers, Bogaerts, and the like also had really great seasons. A lot of it turned on him. So I'm thinking if the Red Sox are going to have another successful season, we're going to need J.D. Martinez to be J.D. Martinez again. And I think he'll be able to do it.
Nice.
Best pitcher.
Well, when I wrote that, you know, that, you know, round table, I had E-Rod, but obviously he's, you know, kind of dealing with dead arm. So if I take like a mulligan on that, I'm going to say Eovaldi. I love what he did last year when he was like really on, and I've just been a humongous fan of Eovaldi, and I'm here for that. Like I think that he's just going to be amazing. So I think that he will be the best pitcher for the Red Sox.
I also had E-Rod, and this again was before the dead arm stitch. So if I'm also going to take a mulligan, I'm going to go Garrett Richards.
Nice.
Because I'm a big fan of Garrett Richards, and I'm looking for him to have a big year. Coming into a season healthy for the first time in, like, I don't know, half a decade. So that's exciting. And he's now, like, 18 to 20 months or so removed from his last surgery. So getting more and more healthy by the day. And I think he's going to be more of the good that we saw in spring and less of the bad.
Yeah.
Next up is defensive wizard.
I went with, you know, your boy, your other boy, Hunter Renfro. I just really think that he's just going to either play right field or center field. He's just going to play really, really good defense. And also just really produce with the bat. I'm really excited to see how many home runs he hits. But yeah, my guy was definitely Hunter Renfro. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that because that defense is not the first thing you think of with Hunter Renfro at all.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good at it. And particularly if the Red Sox are going to let him play right field and center field, you know, home and away, but I mean, right field, center field, they're both incredibly difficult in Fenway Park. So wherever he's landing, he's going to have to cover a lot of ground. He's going to have to come up throwing quite a bit and make some plays. So I'm excited to see how he does. I think I went with essentially his partner out there and Alex Verdugo, who led all of Major League Baseball in outfield assists last year, which, again, the defense is not exactly the first thing you think of with Verdugo either. Normally you think it's his hit tool that really carried him through the minors, but his defense has progressed significantly, and he is a very good outfield defender. I don't think, you know, this is going to make up for the days of JBJ and Mookie. And they're awesome defense out there in center and right, but these guys are certainly no slouches.
Agreed.
Biggest surprise in a positive way.
Yeah. So I went with Connor Siebold here. I think that he is just going to be that good glue starting pitcher that we're going to kind of need. We'll talk about my biggest disappointment here in a bit. But I mean, yeah, he's only pitched one inning in like, you know, spring training. But I think that he's going to come up and just be a super dependable starter. He's not going to be super flashy, right? But he's just going to be super dependable, just awesome, just, you know, just whatever. So I think that he is going to be the biggest surprise when it comes to a lot of Red Sox fans, they'll be like, who is this guy? You know, who do we trade him for? But, oh, wow, he's not that bad. I like him. Yeah, so Connor Siebold, biggest surprise.
That's a good one. I went with Hunter Renfro, mainly because, kind of to tie into your defense, I think he's had a really good season at the plate. Last time he was given a full-time role in San Diego, 35 homers. Obviously, 2020... didn't go exactly how we hoped. Also, was splitting time in Tampa and then just got released. So now up here in Boston, he's going to get to play every day. And I think this dude is just going to love that monster and its extra base city, along with some above average defense. So I think he's going to be a nice gem there at the bottom of the lineup and hopefully gets re-signed for a very long time.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment.
This one was kind of like really easy for me. I think it's going to be Nick Pivetta. Like I was like really in like a couple years ago when he was at the Phillies. I'm like, oh, look at him. You know, he's like really striking out like a lot of guys, but I mean, he gives up home runs so much. He had not a really great spring. It was kind of here and there. I just really think that he's going to just be the biggest disappointment. He's going to fall out the rotation, and then we're going to have to figure out where he fits in the bullpen. It was just an easy, just Nick Pivetta for me.
That's probably a good one. I went with Bobby Dalbec, mainly because he's still got massive strikeout issues, and they've been worse than Chavis's, and everybody's been running from Chavis like the wind, but I'm worried. I mean, I know he's got power for days, and he hammered the ball in spring training, but I just wonder how sustainable that is with the amount of strikeouts that he has. It just seems like he's going to get figured out and picked apart, and he's going to have to make an adjustment. And maybe, you know, his approach at the plate at least feels like it's maybe more more than what Chavis has to offer. And so maybe he can make those adjustments, but I'm concerned that those are going to rear their ugly head. And coupled with just the amount of hype that's around him right now, he feels like an easy target for a letdown.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with you. I'm really excited to see how he makes an adjustment to, you know, pitchers make an adjustment, because there will be one. And, you know, as you said, we didn't see Chavis make that adjustment. So I'm hoping that he can.
Unsung hero.
Let me see. Who did I have? I had Matt Andrees. He's had a pretty good spring. And I just think that because of the kind of wonkiness with the back half, you know, you get Nick Pivetta, you get Martin Perez, Connor Seabold, hopefully at some point. I just think that Matt Andrees is going to just fill in a lot of bulk innings whenever a starter just really goes bad, where we need to fill in some time between starters, whatever. I think that he's going to get a 2 to 3 innings, like, kind of whenever he comes in. He won't be lights out, but he won't be awful. He'll just, like, totally just fill in the gaps, right? And just be, like, a really good glue guy. I'm really excited that, you know, I was really happy that we signed him, because I think that he could be a really good long man for us.
Yeah, so I kind of agree, and that was similar reasoning why I picked Garrett Whitlock, was essentially to fill the same role. Be the guy to step in, go 2-3 innings at a time, be able to get a spot start, maybe even work his way up to some high leverage if he continues what he did in the spring, which was just absolutely phenomenal. That role, I think, is going to have to be filled by somebody to do it well for the Red Sox to have a successful season or meet expectations for the season. So I think whoever fills that role is going to have to be the unsung hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed with Whitlock in the spring that I went with him. But I think you're right on the mark with the exact same role for Andrees, and having whoever's filling that role be the unsung hero.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for episode 2 of season 2 of the Red Sox Precap. You can find both of us at Over the Monster. I haven't done anything recently besides roundtables. Have you written anything?
No, it's basically just been roundtables for me as well.
Great. You can find both of us on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. And we will be back with you guys on Monday morning to recap this 3-game series against Baltimore and preview the first series of the year against the Tampa Bay Rays. Thanks for listening.